Back at Oswego, 27-6, the Madison Lady Bulldogs lead Crest. And I'm joined now by Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker. And coach, a 64-43 win over Flint Hills tonight to advance to Saturday night's sub-state championship game. And you were able to lead throughout. I know there's a lot of things to work on, but just your overall thoughts on tonight.
Well, we actually played pretty good first half. You know, we're up 18 at half, and we're doing different things tonight. Just try to get a little game experience, and sometimes against a team that isn't that good, it goes well, or it doesn't go well. Tonight, certainly in the second half, we tried to do some different things, and it was a little sloppy. I wasn't particularly pleased with the second half. First half, I felt very good about.
Three in double figures, led by Katie Robert with 16. Lily Skowski was big off the bench. She had 15 points, including a 6-0 run of herself late in the first quarter. And Millie Bailey had 13 as well. And so it was pretty huge for those three girls here this evening.
Well, anytime you haven't get that kind of point production from anyone, that's good. I thought also we added a bunch of turnovers to that, which really made it, as I said a moment ago, a little sloppy, and we didn't value the ball as we should have, and consequently it just wasn't real pretty that second half.
Well, what are your thoughts on Saturday? Because it could be another matchup with the Madison Lady Bulldogs.
Well, it certainly looks that way. I think they're going to take care of business tonight, and we'll go to practice tomorrow and of course, try to do some things that we've done the other two times. I can see they've done some different things. They had, I think, 10 days since they've had a game?
Yeah.
And obviously, Coach Neinstedt has been working on some different things. He's doing some pressing that he hadn't done before. So we need to brush up on that and make sure we got our matchups that we've had in the past two games. Both those games were reasonably close. There weren't blowouts on our part. I thought we played really well the first time at their place. They did come back on us, but we wound up getting a close win. In the tournament, again, we just kind of got ahead and stayed ahead. And I've watched both those films, obviously. And what I see tonight, we'll put together a practice plan and see what we can get done tomorrow in practice.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Safe travels back to Emporia, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday here in Oswego.
Guys, we're in Florida now, aren't we?
It feels like it.
Yeah, it's a long ways down here.
So,
but again, nice part of the country, and we'll make that trip again on Saturday.
All right, Coach. Thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks, Dylan.
That's Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker joining us here on the Long Bayou Auto Plaza halftime show as the Madison girls lead 27-6. Take a 1 minute break and continue on the Long Bayou Auto Plaza halftime show as we'll go over the stats next. 27-6 Madison leading Crest. This is Madison girls playoff basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison High School postseason basketball being brought to you by J.J. Edwards with State Farm agencies in Eureka and other surrounding communities. He wishes the Madison Bulldogs the best of luck. For help with your insurance or financial goals, call 620-583-7481. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Welcome back to the Longmine Auto Plaza halftime show. And let's give you a rundown of statistics. For Colony Crest, they're being led by Allie Beckman, McKenna Hammond, and Kinley Edgerton with 2 points each. By the way, these stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston. Oh, I already read that. We'll read that again here a little bit. And then for Madison, they are led by 9 points from Sarah Miser, 6 points from Jalen Weekly, 4 points from Elaine Luthy, 3 from Ava Foltz, 2 from Kaylin Luthy, and 2 points from Candace Ashlock. Dylan, what's team stats?
And the team numbers, Chris, 3 of 11 from the field, 27%. They didn't attempt a three-point shot or a free throw. They had 12 rebounds and 17 turnovers. For Madison, they are 12 of 27 from the field for 44%. They were 2 of 10 from beyond the arc, that's 20%. They were 1 of 4 at the free throw line for 25%. They had 10 rebounds and 4 turnovers.
Once again, the stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Once again, at half, it is Madison 27, Crest 6. We'll be back with the second half after this message on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. For excavation, footings, water, and sewer line installation and repair, they do it all with 3 decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of area sports and athletes. Harrison Body Shop in Madison, for insurance claims, painting, glass installation, and free estimates. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
All right, as we get set to start the second half, Madison will be going right, will be going left to right across your radio dial. They'll have their original starting lineup of Ava Foltz, Kaylin Luthy, Elaine Luthy, Sarah Miser, and Jalen Weekly. Well, Crest will have their original starting lineup of Haley Beckman, Allie Beckman, and we're going to get a charge foul already. And it's going to be a charging foul on Carly Boots, but Elaine Luthy came down, hit her head hard on the floor.
Yeah, and how big of a loss would that be if Yolaine cannot finish this game?
It would be huge. It would be even bigger on Saturday.
It would.
Yolaine hit her head when she came down. So Coach Neinstead's out there with her. We'll take a timeout right now. 7:56 to go in the third quarter. Madison 27. Crest 6, back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Elaine Luthy was able to walk off with some help.
And that definitely good to see.
Yes, just a little bit woozy. But now Kaylin Luthy has the ball. She goes to the right side to Ava Foltz. Now they swing it left side to Jalen Weekly. Weekly. Now three-pointer by Sarah Meisers is up and good. Sarah Meiser with 12.
She's had two threes tonight, Ken.
And Candace Ashlock in the game for Madison. Now, Crest is able to get it across the timeline. Beckman gives it off to Boots. Boots gets it in underneath to McKenna Hammond. Hammond shots up, no good. The rebound goes out of bounds to Madison. And they did just take Elaine Luthy back to the locker room.
Yeah, that's a tough sight to see.
Mm-hmm. Kaylin Luthy gets it across the timeline. Now kicks it back out to Jalen Weekly. Weekly goes to right side to Foltz. Foltz brings it up. Now goes to the left side down in the corner to Meiser. Meiser gets it back up to Weekly. Weekly now right side to Foltz. Foltz gives it down in the corner to Kaylin Luthy. Inside it goes. Shot is up and no good, actually, by Sadie Albert. But the rebound comes down. Three-pointer good by Sarah Meiser. Sarah Meiser's like, okay, just give it out to me. And she's definitely feeling it with 15 points on the night.
Most definitely.
Now Crest is able to get it across the timeline. It's Allie Beckman. Allie gets it in to Hermerick. Hermerick goes to the left side to Haley Beckman. His jumper's up and good. Haley with her first two of the night for Crest. And cuts the lead to 33-8. Ball goes to the left side. Meiser gets it back out to Weekly. Weekly drives down, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Haley Beckman for Crest. She's got it. Gets the ball down in. Now they get it back up to Allie Beckman. Allie Beckman gets it over right side. Layup is up and good. Good by McKenna Hammond. Her first two in timeout being called by Madison coach Bill Neinstead. It's a 30-second timeout. I think he's trying to get them to keep that intensity up.
Yeah. I mean, when you see Yolen Luthy go to the locker room, it's got to give you a little extra motivation. It's win for her. She's out of the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's a senior, too.
Yep. That it is. And one of the things, though, with the Madison Lady Bulldogs, Dylan, is you don't want to slip into some bad habits now the rest of this game.
No, you don't.
You're up 23. Don't slip.
And what's 25 for a moment or two? But Cress has answered with four straight to get the 10 points.
Yeah.
And they had 4 points all the second quarter, and they've scored 4 points in just over 2 minutes and almost 15 seconds of this third frame.
Yeah, I think Coach Knight said more of the focus was on the defensive end than on the offense. Kaylin Luthy's jumper is up, no good. Rebound going to be tipped back out, but Crest has it. And then we're going to get a foul. And that foul was on Kaylin Luthy. Her first. Just the first team foul. And now we get the ball. They go to the left side to McKenna Hammond. Hammond gets it in underneath to Hermerick. Hermerick can't handle the pass. Hermerick's dad, Travis, is the principal at.
He's also the athletic director, I believe.
Yeah, and he is a longtime basketball coach there and a terrific basketball player when he was in high school. Ball goes to the left side, three-pointer, good by Jalen Winkley. Now, that's excitement there. Jalen just jumped up. And Winkley now with nine, now steal. And then get the ball down the court. And that wasn't a wise pass, but here comes. And now it's blocked shot by Ava Foltz. Foltz down to Jalen Winkley, layup, good. And just like that, Dylan, the lead goes to 28.
What, and that Luthy scored that basket?
No, that was Weekly's got both of them.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure.
And now,
I was running the iPad. You know how it is when you're running stats.
Uh-huh. Now they get the ball. Haley Beckman's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Allie Beckman. Her shot's up, no good. She's fouled by Jalen Weekly. And that will be, if that is Jalen, that will be her fourth, and it is.
Well, Ken, with Jalen Weekly just picking up her fourth, this is a 28-point game. You want to get over the 30-point mark so it can be a running clock the entire fourth quarter.
Free throws up and no good. Allie Beckman misses her first free throw. That's the first free throw attempt of the night for Colley Crest. Second free throw is up and good. She's now got 3 points. And in the game for Crest, back in the game, it is Kaylin Nilges. A lot of freshmen playing tonight for Colley Crest. Ashlock gets it across the timeline. She gives the ball off to Ava Foltz. Down in the corner goes to Ashlock. Back up to Sadie Albert. Albert gets the ball off to Sarah Miser for three. Shots up, no good. Rebounded to Colley Crest. Bringing it up, it's Kaylin Nilges. She gets the ball left side to Kaylee Boots. Boots drives in. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Madison's Elizabeth Friend.
Yeah, the senior. No, she's a good thrower in track and field.
And the ball goes up. Now, Sadie Albert has it. Gets the ball to the right side. Driving in. Sarah Miser. Shots out. Oh, that was in and out.
Yeah.
That could count as a half point.
Yeah, it could.
And now they get the ball across the court. Get the ball down on the right side. Trying to get it down to Edgerton. Edgerton had the ball knocked out of bounds. 38-11, Madison with the 27-point lead, 3:18 to go.
Largest lead for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, and trying to make it, and then they get the ball into Hermerick. Hermerick has the ball stolen away. And almost another steal, but Ava Foltz has it. Down the court to Friend. Ball thrown behind her. And now here comes Crest with Edgerton. Edgerton gets it back out to Nilges. Nilges gets it in underneath. Ball stolen away. Here comes Ava Foltz with it. Foltz on the break. Ava's taking it in. Layup. No good. Rebounded. It's going to be rebounded by Masson. Sarah Miser gets in the paint. She's going to be fouled out front. Coming up on that foul is McKenna Hammond. Hammond's first.
Ken, 23 turnovers now for Crest.
Ooh.
To five for Madison.
That is why you're up 27.
Mm-hmm. Could be 30 here in a minute.
Ball goes to the right side. Three-pointer by Ashlock's up. No good. Rebound comes out to Crest.
I think I spoke too soon.
Yeah. Now they get the ball in underneath the Hermerick. Hermerick gets it back out. Now they get it inside to Hermerick. Hermerick kicks it out. The Boots. Boots gets it left side to Hammond for the jumpers up and good. McKenna Hammond with six. And cuts the lead to 38-13. Ball goes inside. Friend layup. Good.
That was a nice balance pass by Ashlock to get it to Elizabeth.
Friend with her first two of the night. And ball cuts. Sends the lead to 27. Ball gets inside. Ball stolen away by Foltz. Foltz down the court. They get it to Albert. Albert kicks it back out. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Albert. Albert gets it back out to Foltz. I mean, Miser to Foltz. Miser's going, I want the three. They get the ball into Elizabeth Friend. Shot's blocked and she's fouled. Yeah, Miser was just lining up. She's like, here.
And the senior Friend is 3 of 8 on the season from the free throw line.
And now we'll see if Elizabeth can hit these two. First one's up and good. Now in the game for Madison is Rachel Trower, a senior. Elizabeth Friend Free throw again is up, and it is no good. Rebound comes out to Crest. They get the ball down the court. Shot is up by Nilges, is up and no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Elizabeth Friend. 41-13, 1:11 to go here in the third quarter. And now checking back in the game for Crest is Haley Beckman.
Coach Knight said, telling his team to continue to be athletic, even though there's 9:11 left in this game and they're in control, leading by 28.
Now the inside shot goes up and good by Hermrick.
Her first points of the night.
Yeah. Now the ball goes to the left side to get it in the corner. Three-pointer's up and good.
How about a nothing but net by that one.
Rachel Trower with the three. Extends the lead to 44-15.
That's Madison's sixth three-pointer of the night.
And they were cold at the beginning of the game.
They were. They were one of six from one at one point.
Now the ball goes to the left side to Beckman. Haley has the ball stolen away by Miser.
They can get that 30-point plateau.
Yes, left side it goes. Now they get back to Miser. Miser gets across court. Now they get left side to Miser. Miser down in the corner.
Ken, they got to go easy here to get it to 30.
Yep. Then they get it right side driving in Sadie Albert. Albert kicks it out. Now they get it to Miser for three. No good. Rebounded by Crest. And now they get the ball across the midline, and the shot is up and no good by Allie Beckman. That does it for the third quarter. After three, it is Madison 44. Crest 15 will be back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtel.com. Chakey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs and the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
Madison has the ball as we start the fourth quarter. They get the ball left side to Ava Foltz. Foltz gives it back up to Candace Ashlock. Right side it goes to Trower. Back up to Ashlock. Left side to Foltz. Foltz goes to right side. Trower's jumper's no good. Rebound to Crest. Here comes Crest with the basketball. Allie Beckman's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Jalen Winkley, and she's fouled. I thought, was that going to be free throws?
Yeah.
Foul is on Allie Beckman. Her first, fourth team foul. And now they get it across the timeline. Left side to Foltz.
Madison fans want a basket. They want to get out of here.
Foltz to Ashlock. Right side it goes. Trower back up to Ashlock. Left side to Foltz. Left side to Weekly. Weekly gets it back up to Ashlock. Right side. Back up to Ashlock. Left side to Foltz. Now back up to Ashlock. Now right side. Back up. Left side to Foltz. Foltz for three. Good.
And the clock will roll.
Ava Foltz now with 6 points. We should have a running clock now the rest of the game. 47-15. Madison with the comfortable lead. The ball goes to the left side. Now they get it in underneath to Hermrick. Hermrick Gets it to Hammond. Hammond gets a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Weakley for Madison. Weakley gets the ball down the court. Shot is up by Ashlock. Up and good. Candace Ashlock now with four. That extends the lead to 49-15.
I think Steve Zimmerman's about to clear his bench here in just a moment. He's telling the end of the bench, get ready.
Yep.
Especially with a running clock.
Now jumper's up and no good. Rebounded by Hermrick. She's going to be fouled. And now coming back in the game for Crest, it's going to be the end. Josie Waller coming in along with Kaylin Nilges, Carly Boots. In the game and for the Crest Lady Lancers. Now the inbounds pass from Nilges, gets it inside, shot is up and no good. But we got a foul on the play. Carly Boots going to the free throw line. She's the one starter on either team that hasn't scored yet. Free throw is up and good. Now coming in the game for Madison, it's Brooke Gaines, a junior, replacing Ava Fultz. Second free throw is up and good by Boots. And cuts the lead to 49-17. Ball goes to the left side to Gaines. Gaines gives it over right side to Trower. Trower gets it in the Weakley. Weakley shots up no good. And rebound by Crest. They get the ball down the court. Carly Boots has it. She gives it up to Nilges. Nilges, now they get inside. Shots up no good. Shots up no good by Peyton Schmidt. Now in the game for Madison, Lily Hudson, a sophomore, replacing Jalen Weakley. And Yolaine Luthy making her way back.
That is definitely good to see. Walking under her own power now.
Yes. Now they get the ball. Shot is up and good by Carly Boots. Boots now with 4 points. And cuts the lead to 49-19. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it back up. With it is Gaines. Gaines gives the ball off to Trower. Trower gets it in underneath. The jumper is good by Candace Ashlock. Ashlock now with 6 on the night. And extends the lead to 51-19. And Dylan, it looks like we're going to have a Madison Opie rematch.
Third time.
And Slade's going, we won the first two.
Yep. And they've been close.
Yes. I actually had the semifinal game at the Lyon County League tournament.
I remember watching, or at least paying attention to a little bit of it, because I had a semifinal in the Glacier's Edge tournament, Emporia High in Wichita Heights. And I remember paying attention to that because that was the first game on Friday.
Yes, it was.
Friday.
Free throws up and no good by Carly Boots. And now in the game for the first time for Madison, Lucinda Selty. Second free throw by Boots is up and no good. Now tip put back up and no good. Rebound put back up and no good. And this time the rebound comes down to Madison. Coming up with it's Trower. She's going to take it down the right side. Now bring it back out. Trower gets inside, dishes it off. Now back out to Trower. Trower gets it to Lily Hudson. Good ball goes to the left side to Lucinda Lucelti. Inside to Elizabeth Friend. Puts up off the glass and good. Friend with 5. And we're going to have a substitution timeout here for Crest as Allie Beckman's replacing Carly Boots.
Clock stopped momentarily.
And what happened in that game was it was close, and Madison let a minute or so go off at the very end without fouling.
I remember watching it. I do remember.
Yeah.
I do remember. I was in Spartan Gymnasium watching it on my phone.
I remember that. Steal on the putback is up and good. With the baskets, Allie Beckman.
That's the first and one we've seen in this doubleheader tonight.
Yeah. Clock running, 1:27 to go in the ballgame. 53-22 the lead for Madison.
Ken Kress scored one more point than what they did last week against Madison.
Uh-oh. Now they got the ball. The layup is up and no good by Allie Beckman. Put back up, no good by Allie Beckman. And then Josie Walter with the rebound to the cheering of some of the Crest folks that Josie Walter got the rebound.
And they called the tie up, and it's going to stay with Crest. And just under a minute left and rolling, Ken.
Yes. Inbounds pass comes in. They get it. Haley Beckman tries to get it in underneath, but shot is up and no good. Now by Hammond, rebound comes down to Peyton Schmidt, and she's fouled.
They're going to shoot free throws. It's a 1-1.
Well, that'll pretty much end the game.
Yeah. Well, so. Got to make it official for the stats. There's going to be another sub timeout with 21 seconds to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's cool.
Did Crest have any seniors on their show?
The seniors on the Crest roster were Haley Beckman and McKenna Hammond. So, and that's what they're doing is taking them out.
Yeah.
And a nice ovation by the folks on the other side. Free throw attempt is on the way up, and it is good. She gets to shoot two. Basket by Peyton Schmidt. Second free throw is up and good. Both of them are good by Peyton Schmidt. And Madison Lady Bulldogs are going to earn a rematch with the Opie Lady Eagles. We're coming down. Three-pointer is up and good by Rachel Trower. And now we're going to get a shot on the other end. It's up and no good. But that'll do it. The final score tonight. Madison 56. Colony Crest 24. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Being brought to you by J.J. Edwards with State Farm agencies in Eureka and other surrounding communities. He wishes the Madison Bulldogs the best of luck. For help with your insurance or financial goals, call 620-583-7481. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. For excavation, footings, water, and sewer line installation and repair, they do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of area sports and athletes. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, glass installation, and free estimates. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the OP Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the OP Meat Locker in downtown OP.
Madison High School postseason basketball brought to you by Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student athletes. Go Bulldogs! Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Van Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Madison postseason back.
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome back to Oswego as the Madison Lady Bulldogs winner tonight, 56-24, joined now by Madison girls basketball coach Bill Ninestead. Coach, congratulations on the win. What'd you like about tonight? Taking control early, a 9-0 run, and never looking back from there.
Well, I thought we were pretty sluggish, to be honest. We looked like a team that hadn't played basketball in 10 days. Offensively, especially, we didn't move the ball quickly. Now, some of that had to do with their strategy. You know, they did a good job of sagging off of certain players and making it difficult for us to drive it into the paint. So, defensively, I thought when we were locked in and kept the ball, when we shrunk the floor, keeping the ball where we wanted it, we were pretty good defensively.
Well, Coach, Sarah Meiser was big for you guys tonight, and Jalen Weekly was in foul trouble, but she scored 6 points, I believe, in the second quarter and ended up finishing with 11. But Sarah was huge for you early, and she had 15 on the night.
Yeah, she was aggressive offensively. She decked the ball and attacked the rim and finished. You know, she was, for a while there, she was all we had going offensively, because she was strong enough to get through and get to the rim. And then, you know, of course, she knocked down some shots as well, and that always makes things better.
What did you like about the bench tonight?
Well, I thought they gave us really good minutes. You know, they didn't hurt us in any way, shape, or form, to be honest with you. You know, we probably played bench kids more than we normally would due to foul trouble and due to not only Yolen's injury, but Kalen's injury as well. And I thought the kids who went in and played a few more minutes than they normally do did a great job.
Well, you get ready for OP on Saturday night back here. 5:30 is the tip time, and they've gotten you twice, Coach. And the old saying is third time could be the charm, and with everything on the line and a state berth to Dodge on the line.
Well, we want to play good basketball, you know, and we should face it like it's a basketball game. Nothing more, nothing less. Anything you do is, you know, it's worth doing right. So we're going to come and give our best effort. But like a famous Emporian, Coach Smith, said years ago, if everything's life and death, you're going to die a lot. So we just need to go play ball, you know, be loose and be Madison. I think Opie's got a fine team, and they present some really difficult matches for us. And then our health situation being as uncertain as it is right now, we may need some kids to step up who, you know, haven't had to do that or in that role. But opportunity is an exciting thing. So we're excited about the opportunity to play and you know, play with a next person up mentality.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Safe travels back home, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Dylan. It feels kind of like eVision, doesn't it?
A lot of
people don't get that, but you and I both get it.
Yeah.
Back when you were a high school kid at Emporia High and I was coaching at Emporia High, those are some great memories for me. So
this is special right now, Coach, and I know you and I, you know, you mentioned that we go long way back, and hopefully the Lady Spartans and Spartans can get the White Auditorium. I'd like to see you get back to a state tournament as well.
Well, thank you very much, and it's always good seeing Ken too. I know that Ken was a part of following us to a couple championships in Lebo.
Yeah.
So you guys do so many things for our area, and are great ambassadors of our area. And I know from speaking to people that they really appreciate the things that you and that the KVOE radio stations do for our communities. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it. Coach, we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neitzel joining us here on the Rich Store Company pregame show. Let's take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll go over the final numbers. 56-24, Madison wins it over Crest, and they move on to Saturday's sub-state championship game against Opie. This is Madison girls playoff basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtel.com. Chakee Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs and the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. For excavation, footings, water, and sewer line installation and repair, they do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of area sports and athletes. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting and glass installation, and free estimates. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
back here at Oswego High School, Madison winning 56-24 to advance to play Opie on Saturday night. Let's give you a rundown of the statistics. For the stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And for Madison scoring-wise, they had two players in double figures, led by Sarah Miser with 15, 11 for Jaylene Weekly, 6 for Rachel Trower, 6 for Candace Ashlock, 6 for Ava Foltz, 4 points for Yolaine Lulley, but that's because she got hurt 4 seconds into the second half. And they got 3 points from Kaylin Luthy and 5 points from Elizabeth Friend. For Crest, they were led by McKenna Hammond and Allie Beckman with 6 points each. They got 4 points from Carly Boots and 2 points each from Haley Beckman, Kayla Hermrick, Peyton Schmidt, and somebody I forgot, Kinley Edgerton. Dylan, team stats.
For Crest, they were 9 of 32 from the field, 28%. No three-point attempts. They were 6 of 9 from the free throw line at 67%, 27 rebounds and 25 turnovers. For Madison, they were 23 of 50 from the field for 46%. They were 8 of 21 from beyond the arc, that's 38%. They were 2 of 6 from the free throw line for 33%. They had 21 rebounds and had just 6 turnovers on the night.
So, yeah, just a dominating performance from beginning to end by Madison. And Dylan, as we look forward to tomorrow,
yeah,
boys action,
same matchups.
Yeah.
And we get to reverse roles.
Yes, we do. You get to do play-by-play tomorrow. And I get to do caller and probably press that button.
You don't have to run the iPad like I do.
Okay.
You can, I can show it to you, but you do it your way.
All right. And it'll be a fun day tomorrow here.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we'll have better, closer games tomorrow.
I think so, too.
I don't know about the first boys game, but the second one should be a lot closer.
There's a lot of good basketball on the Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated family of networks tomorrow.
Yeah, because you got Emporia State Men playing tomorrow afternoon. You got Emporia High tomorrow.
Yeah, Emporia High's at home, May South.
Mm-hmm.
Really good team. It'll be a tough task for Carolyn Dorsey's Lady Spartans, but I believe in them.
And by the way, again, tribute tonight to Michael Deeker,
yeah,
who would have been down
actually,
here.
I actually just got a text from
Deeker. Oh, was he listening?
He was. He told me, this is from the Onega Substate, the only score that he saw was Centralia defeated the Burlingame girls 36-23.
Oh, darn.
Just later. Wow.
Yeah, tough team up there.
Yeah.
St. Paul defeated Southern Coffee County. I did get a score from that, 61-37.
And nothing from Lebo?
Nothing from Lebo.
Well, we'll see how they do.
The Wolves and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And also Linden was playing tonight, so was Chase County. So
Chase County was playing a good Sacred Heart team, but Sacred Heart lost a lot of key pieces over the last year or so.
So we'll just wrap it up here from Oswego. The final score in the first game tonight between Opie and Flint Hills was Opie 64, Flint Hills 43. And final score here tonight on the girls, on the second girls game, Madison 56, Colony Crest 24. Have a good evening, everybody, on Country 101.7 FM.